please don't hate them. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Big Oil's quarterly earnings are out, and they make a lot of money. Exxon up 69%, Conoco up 43%, Shell up 30%. What's wrong with you, Shell? BP went down, but they still made money. I bring this up because oil is the one business that, even in a capitalist society, has to defend the making of money, to the point that Exxon last night posted a blog to explain just how little money it makes selling petroleum products. Quote, "These facts probably won't make anyone feel any better, but for every gallon we manufactured and sold in the U.S., we earned a little more than 2 cents a gallon. That's not a typo," unquote. In other words, Exxon doesn't own the oil, and they have to pay those high oil prices too, so please don't hate them. Okay then, Dave, who can we hate? Well, let's see. The cost of getting a barrel of Mideast oil out of the ground is something like a dollar. You can sell it for $112, so it's the oil field owners making the killing. Your money's going to the Saudi royal family, Iranian Ayatollahs, whoever's running Iraq these days, and Muammar Gaddafi. Now, here's what's really scary. The last time the price of gas shot towards $5 was the summer of 2008. It was so bad. We drove less, we shopped less, we held organized prayer campaigns. And then by September, we were in the Great Recession. On the other hand, the economic collapse that year was so complete that by December, gas prices in some places had dropped back to $1.29 a gallon. I'm just saying, be careful what you pray for. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.